Today, I am here with Miss Sakrich's class, and they are learning to do coding. All right, guys, so will you tell me a little bit about what you are doing today in class?
Well, today is National Day of Coding, according to Miss Sakrich, so we are trying to act out code. So what we do is we have this little character, and we have to code to tell him where to go and, like, if you want them to talk, move, or jump, or whatever.
Anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, you can make them do, like, a lot of different things. Like, you can, like, I think you can make them, like, point towards the mouse pointer. Like, and you can make them, like, jump all over the place, and yeah.
All right, very cool, thank you. Girls, can you tell me what you are doing here?
We're coding.
We're coding and we're trying to make the first, like the little person on the screen, go different directions and stuff like that. It's really fun.
And tell me why it's fun. What do you have to think, or how do you figure out what to do?
You can be really creative with it and do your own kind of thing.
It's like making a cartoon.
Making a cartoon. All right, that looks great. And can you guys tell me what you're doing here?
We're coding because today is National Code Day, and there's a book that we're working with, and it tells us what to do and how to do cool activities.
And will you add to what he said? What is your girl doing up there?
Dancing.
And you made it do that?
Yeah.
How did you figure it out?
Well, it tells you in the book how to do it, so.
Okay. Thank you. So it looks like you have something a little bit different. What are you doing, and how did you figure it out?
I don't know. I just pressed some buttons.
Okay, so you're just kind of playing with it and using the coding to figure it out?
Yes.
Can you describe it? I have you on audio and no pictures, so can you describe for our listening audience what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically, I'm just taking this plane here, and I'm trying to figure out how to move it, because you have to use some... you have to do this thing and make it so you can use the arrows to move it or some other key. And it's pretty fun.
That's awesome. What a great future these seventh grade coders have.